hype. And there's a pickoff by Dawson. Dawson will take it over to the right-hand side. Same point with a much-needed opportunity here at the basket. Eagles with the ball. Dawson way outside. Passes as it swings over to the far left. Kaipo sends it down the baseline. Three in the key there on that one. Still a five-point game here. Neither team scoring in the last 7 minutes. 3:10 left to go in the game. Sandpoint needs to get a couple baskets here real quick. Kinkoff driving into the lane, puts up a layup. That's good. 7 point game now for the T-Jacks. Reed brings it up. Strong defense from both these squads. Peter looking for help, finds it, sends it back outside. Driving to the basket, put up a shot, no good. Kinkoff with the ball. Kinkoff looking to hold on to that 7 point lead here. Riley driving in, pass it back outside. Whistle on the play, not sure if that was a travel called. Looks like it's going to stay in the T-Jack possession though. Kinkoff doing a good job holding on to the possession here and not turning the ball over. Inbound pass, missed off the short shot. We'll have another timeout called here by Coach Brandon Smith. Sandpoint now down by 7 with 2:20 left to go here in the game. Sandpoint needs to pull it off here in the last few minutes. Both defenses have done a good job keeping teams really locked down here in the fourth quarter. Low scoring fourth quarter so far.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4088.
Winner of this game, if Kinkoff wins this game, they'll have a 2-game lead here in the series. They need to have 4 wins to seal the berth to regionals. Only one of these teams goes regionals this year. Sandpoint will have possession. Rio with the ball. Out to Tyler. Dawson at 3-point line drives in. Defense collapses. This is zone defense. Really doing a good job collapsing when they drive in. Rio for 3. Much needed 3-point shot by Rio Viscocho. Makes this a 4-point game. Sandpoint. Now trailing by 4. Good ball handling by Brennan. Takes it to the top of the key. Chase now. Brennan at the half court. Kinkoff trying to burn down some clock here. Contact foul against Tyler, I believe. Tyler Gunderson with the contact foul there. Kinkoff will throw in on the sideline. 1:40 left to go here. Sandpoint needing 4 points to tie this game up. Chase with the ball outside, burning down some time. Into Saylor, who checks back in with 4 fouls. Brennan. Foul on the pass. Kinkoff throws it in their own basket. 90 seconds to go in the game. Up by 4. Inbound. Brennan takes it back to the half court line. Hand it off to Chase. Brennan cuts the lane, puts up the layup. No good, but Liam on the rebound. Putback is good. 6-point game now by Sandpoint. Ryu needs to knock down this 3-pointer right here if he can. Dawson drives in. Peter for three. Misses the rim. Foul against Sam Point. 6-point game. Just shy of 1 minute left to go here. Full court press by Sam Point. Looking for the turnover. Contact foul by Ryu. 54 seconds left to go here. Sandpoint down by 6. Brennan inbounds. Finds Wilson. Riley. Tyler trying to steal the ball. Lots of contact. Chase burning down the clock. Over to Brennan. Tight defense here from Sandpoint. Trying to force a turnover. Ball goes up. Picked up by Riley. Thirty-six seconds left to go here. Wilson will take two attempts from the line. Sandpoint down by 6. They still have time. Riley Wilson can make this a 3-possession game here with this shot. Misses. Big shot here for Riley. Again, making a 3-possession game if he can make this shot. Also a miss. Tyler on the board. Moves quick for the Eagles. Shot for 3, no good. 31 seconds left to go, 6-point lead. Picked off by Ryu. And a timeout called by Sandpoint. 25 seconds left to go here, still a 6-point game to tie it. Sandpoint has the potential here with possession of the ball. 30-second timeout called. Great game from both these teams here. Tight defense from both squads. Both games yesterday and today were fairly low scoring. It was pretty close the entire game yesterday until the very end when King Cove really was able to put it on all cylinders and able to extend a 20-point lead, but it only was a couple basket game for most of yesterday. It's a 2-basket game right now, 48-42 in favor of the T-Jacks, who are looking to hang on here for the last 30 seconds. Sandpoint has the ball. T-Jacks will break first. Again, thanks for tuning in here at KSTP's broadcast. Chris and Chris will give you the girls' game here immediately following this one, so stay on KSTP for the play-by-play. Sandpoint comes out. Ryu with the ball, short on time. Screen set up, long three, in! Sandpoint needs a turnover here. Chase turns and burns, taking it down. Foul by Ryu. Not sending the person to the line you want to send to the line right now. 10 seconds left. Chase Gould at the line for 2. It's a 1-possession game right now. Chase's first attempt here could make this a 2-possession game. And he makes it. To 45. No good on the second attempt. Dawson brings it down for Sandpoint. Forces the shot, misses. Put back hard, no good, and there's the buzzer. 49-45. T-Jacks with the win. 49-45. Again, T-Jacks with the win. That does it for our boys' games here. They'll be in King Cove next week, so make sure you tune in for that or go there live. And we'll take you over to Chris and Chris for the girls' game over in King Cove. Again, final score, T-Jacks 49, Sandpoint 45.
All right, we will be hopping over to the ladies in King Cove. Give us just a moment.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
Oh, thank you very much, Dave. Chris and Chris are going to be calling here in just a few moments. In the meantime, there we are. Okay, let me get a promo up here. And before I let these gentlemen loose on the air, how about this?
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Okay, that was the thank you to the King Cove Corporation for the support of KSDP. Moving on, Chris and Chris, live from King Cove. It's all yours, gentlemen.
All right. We are in our second game of the basketball games here this weekend. We've got your Sandpoint Eagles girls and your King Cove Rookies girls playing here.
Yep.
We're only have 1 minute and 3 seconds left in the first period. Mm-hmm. Score is your T-Jacks 7 and your Eagles 14.
Oh. It's been a little bit of a crazy game right now.
We finally got the remote to work here, so it should be a little bit better, us sounding a little bit better. Carly's working it down over the timeline. I'll pass it over to Rivera.
Rookies really need to find something right now.
Rivera's going in, trying to drive in.
Handily
intended. Back out to Carly. Carly trying to drive in the paint, puts it up for two, good. Wait. Rebounded by Ella. Ella tries to put it in for two. And I think did she get it?
No, she did not.
No, she didn't.
It was a clean block.
Sandpoint is keeping the rookies out of the paint there. And, nice little steal there from Cadence out to Shaley, back over to Rivera. Rivera being guarded by Precious.
And Charlotte.
Now by Charlotte. Oh, long pass, no good. Taken over by Misty. Misty up for three, no good.
All right,
so at your end of your first period here in King Cove, you got your Lady Eagles 16 and your Lady Rookies 7. Sounds like it was a pretty good game this morning over in Sandpoint, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the King Cove boys taking that game also there. So last night was a really good game here, too.
Mm-hmm.
Rookies started out fairly good. We're ahead a couple times, and then the Eagles pulled away and came away at the victory.
They pulled a lot of momentum in that last night's game. The Lady Eagles played like unbelievable. They got so many points in the paint, and they were shooting three-pointers out of like in crazy amount. But no, the paint was definitely the way that the rookies were getting destroyed is the paint.
Yep. So if you're not doing anything and you're up, come on down. Lots of seats available here in the bleachers. We don't get too many home games here for basketball because of the cost of travel and everything. And so take advantage of every game that you can sit and watch because they are fun. They are very fun. And it also supports our girls and our boys as they're playing. They would love to watch, love to see people in the stands cheering them on. So
let's see how.
All right, we're coming in from a timeout.
Let's see how the second half.
Jimmy, we're coming in from the end of the first period into the second period here.
So let's see how the second half is.
Rivera. Oh. Thrown away by Misty. Misty's going all the way. Heavily blocked by Ella. Precious.
Oh, no, that was not. Sorry. That was not Precious.
That was
Whitney.
Whitney. And that shot's no good.
I mean, no, the basket was good.
Oh, basket was good. Okay.
Yeah, I just saw Charles got it, but Joe was just making sure.
was an offensive foul there after the shot.
Yeah, I just saw that.
Carly's going to bring it down. Out to Ella. Ella's being heavily guarded by Misty. Puts it up for two. No good. Rebounded by Charlotte. All the way out to Precious. Precious open.
Why not?
Puts it up. No good. Rebounded by Carly.
And we got jump.
And we got a jump ball, so it'll be Sandpoint's ball.
Yep.
Oh, travel.
We got travel.
Sandpoint's been called for travel.
Yep.
All right. So King Cole's going to bring it down.
No,
Carly working it down.
Yep. So now it's all the time they're going to. Carly's taking it.
Carly's trying to drive in. Going to put up for two. Oh. No good. Rebounded by Ella. Ella back for two. No good.
That was a good clean.
He has got it out to Precious. All the way out to Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Wild pass. But Charlotte was able to get it.
Yep.
Whitney's going to put it up for three. Way short. Back in by Mia. No good. Mia strips it away. Back out to Charlotte.
And Charlotte will control the pace of the ball and figure out.
Slow it down a little bit here.
Yep, for Sandpoint.
Out to Precious.
Precious has now got it.
Nice little bounce pass into Misty. Misty puts it up, and good for two.
Misty can do this all day in the paint. She is just unbelievable.
So your Eagles 21, your Rookies 7. Carly's trying to bring it down, see what King Cove can put together. Revere's going to drive in. Put it up for two. No good. Rebounded by Mia. Mia's working it all the way down. Going to go all the way to the and
Ooh,
draws a foul.
Yep, I saw it.
So that'll send Mia to the line. And that foul's on.
It's on Carly.
Carly?
Yeah, she fouled her.
So we'll see what Mia could do here at the line here.
Mm-hmm.
Fast-paced game so far here. Both teams wanting this win.
No, it looks like Sandpoint's got a control, so he'll
first shot is up, and it's good.
Yeah. So, yeah.
See what Mia's second shot can do here.
Yeah.
Mia's second shot is up and is also good. So another quick 2 points there by Mia from the free throw line.
Score is 23, Sandpoint Eagles and Rookies 7.
King Cove, she knew she traveled.
I seen that. I was saying to myself, you really got to be careful.
It was Carly. She was waiting for the whistle, too.
I know. I seen her face reaction.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a turnover by King Cove. So that'll be Charlotte. Will take the ball for Sandpoint.
Yep.
Ooh, almost taken away by Shaley. And Carly's going to move it down there. Over to Shaley. Shaley put in for two. No good. Rebounded by Ella. And Ella puts it in for two. Well, it's a good little communication there.
Yep.
Nice assist there putting it in there by Ella. So Charlotte's going to bring it down over to Mia. Inside to Charlotte. Charlotte up for two.
Wow. What a play by Charlotte. Way to the paint. Did a little floater like that. That's
incredible. Quite a few defenders in there, too. And she did a nice little.
I can't be mad at that. That was tough.
Carly over to Rivera. Rivera being guarded by Precious. Back out to Carly. Carly going to try to drive it in. Out.
And
almost loses it.
Oh, yeah, I see it. There's a foul. Yep, 5.
Offensive foul again on Carly. She got a couple of those last night, too. So be careful.
Yeah, she pushed.
Just because you have the ball doesn't mean that you can't cause a foul also. So.
And you're getting frustrated, too. You know that?
Yep.
That's definitely a problem.
Turnover by King Cove again. Out to Precious, back over to Misty. Misty going to drive in. No!
Oh, my gosh! She took it for contact and no foul. Wow!
Yep.
Oh, my!
She had a hand right to the face.
I know, and no call.
Carly's going to bring it in, being guarded by Whitney. Carly puts it up way off.
Whoa!
Rebounded by Rivera. Rivera's looking for help. Back out to Carly. Carly's a workhorse on this team.
Yeah.
I encourage that. She's doing a good job. of trying to move the ball around, almost tipped away by Sam Point. Rivera's got it, trying to drive in. Back out to Carly. Back into Caden. Caden's going to put it in for two. No good. Ella in for two. Ella's there with the assist, so that is helping King Cove out there.
No, that's
so 11-27 with your Eagles up. So
yep.
Precious out to Whitney. Back into Charlotte, but now Mia's going in, and Mia's going to have knocked it out.
Yeah.
She was being pushed. She had a lot of pressure on her, and she ended up stepping out of bounds with the ball.
So. Yeah.
So King Cove is coming back down. See what they can set up in this play. Out to Rivera.
Oh, what a deflection.
Goodness. Precious there into Charlotte, and no good. And rebounded by Ella. Ella's going all the way. Nice bounce pass to Caden. Caden's almost lost it there. Way over the head of Carly, and it's going to be over the timeline. So it would be another turnover by King Cove.
Mm-hmm.
So Whitney's going to send it in for Sam Point out to Charlotte. He's going to walk it over the timeline. Set it back over to Whitney. Back to Precious. Out to Mia on the wing.
Mm-hmm.
Mia's looking at the paint, trying to drive in. Heavily guarded by Caden. Precious going to put it up three. No good. And Sam Point gets their own rebound back. Misty puts it in.
Yep.
No good. And Ella gets the rebound, but she steps out of bounds.
No, they're going.
They're scrapping.
That's
no,
what they're doing.
They're scrapping.
Yep.
So Sam Point's going to inbound it to Misty. Misty put up a two. No good. Tipped away by Rivera.
Yep.
Carly's going to drive it down for King Cove. Watching her step. Rivera's going to work it around the way out the corner. Back out to Carly. Carly up for three. No good. Rebounded by Mia. Mia's got wide open court out the pressure.
Wow, what a pass.
Out to Charlotte. Mia to Charlotte, and Charlotte put it in for two.
It was a two-on-one fast break. I could just see that. It was incredible what I saw.
And Fanny doesn't like what she's seeing.
Oh,
so
man.
She's going to call a timeout for the T-Jacks.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got your Sam Point Eagles 29 and your hometown Rookies 11. So our next games, I believe, are February 6th. And we've got
February 6th.
Home games, I think, pretty much every weekend in February. So that's pretty exciting.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I think we have a total of four left, or maybe it was four total. I can't remember. But we're excited when we get to have home games. And we get excited to see the Sam Point kids come over here and play our kids.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of camaraderie or between these two teams. A lot of them are related family-wise or they're really good friends. And but they enjoy playing basketball against each other. Most of these kids in our region have been playing basketball shoots at about the time they could walk. open gym is very popular in our region.
Yeah.
And, a lot of the kids spend a couple hours a night at the gym.
And training,
playing ball. And so we get excited when we get to have some good basketball games here. So, all right. So we're going to bring it back in for King Cove. Here we go. Out to Carly. Carly's going to bring it down again. Oh, and tried to get
Haley. There goes Whitney.
And Whitney taking it for two. And no good. Rolled out. She's going to bring it back out.
Why not?
Precious going to try. No good. Way short. And Carly's got it back again. And she's looking for
some help.
Blockers.
Yep.
She's getting it up now. And she's going to put it in. No good.
Ooh.
And Carly's going to get a foul.
Wow, yep. That is now three on King Cove.
Whitney there, she did kind of a face plant there, but she's all right.
She's a fighter.
She didn't hit her head or anything. So.
No, she's good. She's
all right, so Charlotte's going to bring it down. I think that might be Carly's third foul. I'm not sure yet, but I know she's at least got two.
Yeah.
So, to Mia, back over to Precious in the corner there.
Yep.
Precious looking for some help.
Uh-huh.
Back into Misty. Back out to Precious. Back into Mia. Mia's going to go in the paint there for two.
Oh, yeah.
And she's going to be fouled by
Keenan. Knew it. Mia knew it. She said to herself, I'm going to take it to the rim, and this girl can't even guard me. So
scary one to send to the free throw line because she's made her last two.
Yeah, she's good.
Yep.
She's a good.
So, not somebody you want to have go to the free throw line. Oh, but now that I say that, she misses the first one. Let's see if she can put her second one up.
Yeah, it's always the best to try a second one.
Second one is up, and is
there
good.
We go. All right.
All right. So she made one of her two free throws. So back out to Carly's going to bring it up for King Cove. Looking for a fast break in for two. No good off the rim. Back in by Ella. And, about winning, but bobbled out. Whitney's going to save it for King Sandpoint. All the way down to Precious. Back out to Mia. Back out to Misty for three. No good.
Wow.
Rebounded by Ella. Back out to Carly.
Oh, Carly was.
Carly's got to throw it now. Oh, back out to Rivera. 48 seconds left before the. For the half, Rivera going to go in for two. No good.
Oh, there we go. There we
bounced around and made it in. So 13-30 with your Eagles up. See what Precious could do here with 30, or Charlotte with 30-some seconds left.
You're good.
Back out to Misty. Oh, we had somebody uncontested in the paint there, but couldn't make the shot, standpoint. So King Cove stole the ball away. Rivera's got it.
Yep.
16 seconds left. Ella's going to push in. No good. Rebounded by Shayla. Back into Ella.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
what a block.
That was a good block there. Yeah. No foul there. He's going all the way.
And
into Precious.
Ooh.
No good.
And right that time.
Puts it back in for two. So
before the buzzer.
Before the buzzer. So at the end of the first half here, it's your Eagles 32 and your hometown Rookies 13. We'll send it back over to Virgil, and we'll see Virgil. We'll see you guys here in about 8 minutes or so.
Yep,
back to you, Virgil.
I hear you in just a little bit, and we'll come back for the second half action of your King Cove Rookies and your Sandpoint Lady Eagles. Moving on, we've got a big thank you.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Schumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Schumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Schumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.schumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Schumigan Corporation. Hometown Values and Service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
I don't want I said, I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Shit, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red.
All right, we are going to go live to King Cove. Chris and Chris Babcock here on the mic. It's all yours, gentlemen. Take it away.
All right, thanks, Virg. We're getting ready for the second half of our Lady Eagles and Lady Rookies game here. The Eagles are up 32 and our hometown Rookies 13. Was a pretty good first half. A lot of good ball playing. King Cove is not, they're certainly not giving up. They're trying to do everything that they can to score also. And so it's been a good matchup this morning. Was a good matchup last night also. So exciting to see what the second half is going to bring here. I got my boy here again too, Christopher, so we're happy to be able to broadcast again this year. We look forward to this, and not that I know a whole lot about basketball, but Christopher, my boy, does, and he kind of keeps me in line, lets me know what I'm saying wrong and what I'm saying right. So,
well you could call me as a little bit of an analyst. That's what I'm always is, an analyst of how the game is and how they play tenths and tights and how they want to try to get a stop or offensive plays. I'm more of an analyst.
All right. Well, we're about 58 seconds from the start of the second half here. Buzzer letting the teams know we're about ready to start again. Again, if you're not doing anything and you're in King Cove, I encourage you to come down. There's no admission into this game. But if you enjoy listening on to the radio, hey, we will be here to bring play-by-play also, thanks to KSDP. And then I'm sure it's live streaming on the school's webpage also. So if you want to live stream and then put us in the background on 88.1 or whatever channel you get KSDP in your region, you can do that also. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and get ready to start here.
So let's see if the rookies can make a little bit of that, after that halftime.
All right, it's going to be King Cove's ball.
Start it off.
Okay, Desire is going to send it in. Wild pass to Ella there. Ella couldn't hang on to it, and so it goes out of bounds. It'll be Sam Point's ball now. Whitney's going to stand on the, going to send it in. Out to Charlotte. Charlotte trying to think something to do out to Whitney. Seeing who can get in the paint there so they can get a... Ooh, Whitney almost took a fall there.
Yep.
Back into Mia. Mia's being heavily guarded there. Almost lost the ball. Back out to Charlotte.
Are you Precious?
Precious, no good. Mm-hmm. And King Cole will have it. Rivera's going to bring it down. Being guarded by Precious there. Oh, and she kicks it with her foot, but she gets it. No good. Oh, and we got traveling on Sandpoint.
Traveled. I saw that.
Sandpoint was trying to make a run back to their side of the court and got called for traveling.
Yep.
So it'll be a turnover on Sandpoint. Ooh. Rivera tried to send a pass into Ella and was knocked out by Sandpoint, so it'll be King Cove's ball again.
Yeah, it's going to stay over there.
Lots of heavy defense.
Ooh.
And Ella tries to put up two, no good. Does it again. And so Ella answers back with 2 points.
So it scores 15. King Cove and Sandpoint Eagles 32. So still a little bit of time to play.
Precious looking for something. Mia's heavily guarded on the outside of the key.
Yep.
Back into Mia now, down on wing. Whitney back out to Precious. trying to get somebody in the paint there. Mia's got it now.
Yep.
Mia's going to send it over to Precious, back out to Misty.
Mm-hmm.
Misty was thinking about it. Charlotte, or Precious is going to drive in.
Oh, wow. Nice. What a play by Precious. Precious just said, okay, I'll just take these 2 points. Thank you.
Precious ran it in, turned around, and put it up for two. So.
Yep.
Carly's going to bring it down for King Cove. Knocked out by Whitney of Sandpoint. So it will still be King Cove's ball. 34 for your Eagles, 15 for your hometown rookies. Out to Ella. Back into Rivera. Rivera puts it up for two. No good. Rebounded by Cadence. And Cadence puts it in for two. So some good rebounding this second half from King Cove. Mm-hmm. Back out to Precious. Back into Mia. Mia loses it. Misty gets it back. Back out to Charlotte. Kind of trying to set up a play here.
Yeah.
Mia, Precious telling Mia to go in the key there.
And Precious got it.
Precious going to drive back in again.
Oh,
whoa. Nice pass to Misty. Mia's wide open.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
What a jump shot.
Puts it in for two.
That was a pretty
They worked that in that play in good. So,
yep.
Shane is going to bring it down for King Cove. Carly putting up a block there. Back into Ella.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Ella's fouled.
Yep.
Ella's fouled by Mia, I believe it was. So that'll send Ella to the line for two.
Yep.
So we'll see how Ella is at the free line for King Cove. Kids, the teams really need to practice these free throws because they're free points. I mean, and they can actually win a game too, so.
or tie the game.
Yep. So like that, she puts up one. So she's got. So her first shot was good. See what her second shot is here. And second shot is no good. Rebounded by Misty. Misty long pass over to. Over Whitney. Whitney's not that tall, and Whitney couldn't hang on to it, so that's a turnover by King Sandpoint.
Yeah.
Well, Shady's going to bring it down. Looking for some help. She said, no, she's going to drive it all the way to the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Come out a little bit, back out to Rivera. Rivera's going to work it around to the center. Rivera needs some help. Bounce pass to Ella. Trying to get somebody in the key in the paint there. Cadence is trying to block. Cardi going in. Oh.
Ooh.
And it'll be still King Cove's ball. So nice defense in the under the rim there by Cadence there. Trying to keep a lane open.
Ooh.
Offensive foul.
Yeah.
Gotta watch those.
Yeah.
Gotta watch those. All right. So another turnover by King Cove.
Yep.
So Charlotte's going to bring it down. That foul was on Ella.
Yep.
Out to Misty. Inside to Mia. And tipped out by King Cove. So still Sandpoint's ball on their side of the court. And the Misty back out to Mia. Mia's going to try. No good. Rebounded by Whitney. Put in by Precious. Oh, and Precious
will be called travel.
She was going to try to do a wild shot there, but got called for travel.
Yeah, I saw that.
So Rivera's bringing it down for King Cove. See what they can answer back with. Carly's got it. Carly long three. No
Ooh.
Good. Rebounded by Whitney. Out to Charlotte. Charlotte's going to slow things down. Get her team set up. Out to Mia. Inside to Charlotte. Charlotte loses it. Carly's there for it. Carly's going all the way. Oh, nice.
Ooh, oh.
Shaley just, or Ella just couldn't. Keep her hand on it. It was almost like that one-handed catch by Smith and Jigma there last weekend. Ella there almost had a good one-handed catch there. But.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, out to Charlotte. Ooh, a little bump there by Shaley. Out to Precious. Back into Misty. Misty was thinking about it. Back out to Precious. Inside to Mia. Oh, and there's the foul there. Yep.
Yeah, 4-2.
Yep.
I saw that.
Saw that too. So that'll be up.
She's being a little
timeout.
She's being a little aggressive right now.
Yep. Kinko's got to be careful. Not only are we getting offensive fouls, we're getting defensive fouls too. And got to be careful because the refs are looking for that. And so.
Yeah.
But. 3:42 left in the third period, and your Eagles are 36, and your rookies are 18. So, again, we appreciate KSDP for allowing us to have these games broadcasted, and we thank you for their support for our school district, and appreciate everything that they do with getting information out. All right, so Charlotte's going to inbound it.
Yep.
And kind of a wild pass. Oh, and took it away by Carly. Carly's going all the way up for two.
Almost.
And Whitney's going to bring it back down for Sam Point. Back into Charlotte. All the way over to Mia. Mia's got it wide open. Oh. And,
yep.
Count
it.
A foul.
Count the bucket. I saw
and
it.
The bucket count.
Oh, wow.
Another foul on King Cole.
Yeah, that's another. I think that's Kane's now three. That's three fouls on her.
I don't know. They don't put up.
I know.
I think our player foul thing is not working.
So he
is up first shot. Or the only shot, no good.
Yep.
So only 2 points counted for her. Long shot.
Wow.
There it is. Misty, Misty puts up a 3-pointer.
Misty is not afraid to shoot like that. If she gets open like that, you're going to regret it.
So 41-18 in favor of the Eagles.
Yep.
Carly looked for help. Stolen away by Mia, but Mia couldn't hang on to it and goes out of bounds. So it'll still be King Cole's ball.
Mm-hmm.
Rivera looking for somebody, but everybody's being heavily guarded.
Yeah.
Haley got it. Back out to Rivera. Rivera's going to go in the corner there.
Mm-hmm.
Needing help. Little pass to Ella. Rivera trying to drive in. There it is. There it is, Rivera. Sometimes she's a little bit unsure of her shooting. And right there, I think that encouraged her with the shot she just made there. So.
Yeah.
There it is. Takeaway by King Cove there.
Yeah,
Ella.
That was a good stop. They needed that.
Carly's going to bring it down.
Ooh.
See if they're getting a little more momentum here now. Carly long, no good.
Nope.
Rebounded by Misty. Misty long pass to Precious.
Oh,
yep. And we're going to have a foul.
Yeah.
Oh, 2-4?
Yeah.
I don't know who 2-4 is. Maybe you meant 4-2.
Yeah, 42 probably.
So that sends Precious to line. First shot, no good. Sandpoint, our King Cole's got to be careful because they're almost, Sandpoint's almost in the bonus here. So
yeah, I just noticed this too.
Second shot up and is good. So Sandpoint hurries up and runs to the other side as King Cole brings the ball down.
Yep.
Rivera trying to push in, turning around,
yep.
Looking for some help. Oh, nice little pass out to Carly.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, a bad pass there, but Cadence gets it. Back out to Carly. Oh, Carly answers back with three. King Cole getting a little momentum here.
They need to start getting momentum right now. They need to get another stop if they can get another one.
Mia trying to go in, no good. Rebounded by Carly.
There's another one.
Back out to Ella. Oh, he puts it in for a two.
There we go. The momentum is starting to shift a little bit.
Sanchez doesn't like what
you
see.
Oh, I know.
So she's going to call a timeout. So.
But King Cove is really starting to find some momentum now a little bit.
25-42 with your Eagles up. But King Cove came back with several points just within the last minute and a half of the third period. We only got a minute and 25 seconds left in the third period.
And the craziest part is they need to get stops. And this what I keep telling myself is you need to get stops and don't let them get more points in scoring.
You know, they're getting encouraged, too, because they're making shots and they're going in, and so that encourages them to try to shoot more. Also,
yeah, I mean, yeah, of course, 100%. I guess
they're build their confidence up.
And, yeah, 100%.
Yep.
Definitely.
Which is what they need. And but they're playing, both these teams are playing with their whole hearts. And over 100%. So let's see what happens here. Out to Misty. Inside, taken away again.
And another stop.
Carly, another stop.
Ooh.
Carly needing help into Shaley. Oh!
Put it over
two again.
Wow. So
momentum. 27-42. Your Eagles up. And but King Cove is not going away. They get their momentum back. Back out to Whitney. Back into Precious. King Cove is not allowed a shot here within the last 3 minutes from Sam Point.
No, King Cove is really starting to find momentum now. They really need to not lose this.
They're keeping them outside the paint. Misty going to go in, and, oh, Misty's going to.
Oh, yeah.
Misty got fouled by Rivera.
Rivera knew it. She's like, oh.
So that sends Sam Point to the bonus now. So Misty will go in and shoot shoot two.
Yeah.
First shot is up and is no good. All right, see what Misty has. Second shot is good.
All right.
All right, 33 seconds left in the third period.
Let's see if
we can get one more shot off here.
If we can get going.
Rivera needs help. There we go, Carly.
Yep, we need help.
Carly going in.
Wow.
Nice! Carly puts it in for two.
All right, let's see if they can stop Sam Point from getting one last shot off. Here we go.
Back out to Precious. Out to Mia. Mia for three. No good. Rebounded by Whitney. This the end. No good.
Wow.
And there's the buzzer for the third period.
Stop. Dang. There we go.
I think King Cove
is fine.
Had way over maybe 10 points in that in this period.
Yeah.
Maybe more. I don't know. It's I think it was like 17 at the start of the third period there.
And here's my question going into the fourth. Can King Cove can stay on the momentum and get more stops now?
Yep.
This is what I'm saying now.
Yep.
The third quarter, they did a good job on getting the momentum and getting a couple more stops. But here's the thing. Can they make sure to have it in the fourth?
Yep.
So we're about to see.
No, and they're driving in.
Mm-hmm.
Carly had a three-point and then a couple of other two-pointers, and Ella and Cadence, and they're stepping up. Just got to watch their fouls. A couple of them are already three fouls.
Yeah.
Definitely. Got to be careful of that. We don't want anybody to foul out.
100%. I agree.
So, all right. We're just about ready to start the last period here. All right, there's the buzzer to begin the fourth period and the final period of this game and of these games this weekend.
So, fourth quarter, anything can happen in Magic. Magic happens in the fourth quarter, so you never know. Anything can happen.
All right. So, let's see what we can do here. You Sam Point's ball.
Let's see if King Cove can
Charlotte
get another stop.
Charlotte's going to walk it over to timeline. And the Precious, looking for something. Heavy D. Ella
did a good job on getting the pit pocket, but she really needs to be careful on figuring out who's fast are out there.
Yep. She tried to pass it to Carly. Carly probably would have had a shot up there, but Carly couldn't hang on to it and lost it. So, down point again. Oh, Daly
really
heavy D on Charlotte there. Charlotte finally gets the break out to Whitney. Back into Missy. Missy up for three. No good. Rebounded by Ella. Ella's going to work it down. She's going to slow down a little bit. See what they can set up. She needs help. Back into Rivera. Back into Ella. Ella way short. No good. Oh, she got fouled.
Foul. Rivera got fouled.
Yep. Got a foul up. Oh, that'll be a foul on Sandpoint. That'll send Revere to the line for two.
Let's see if Revere can make these two shots. These are big.
See how good these are, yep.
These are big.
First shot up. And
wow.
Up to the net.
There we go. So we're finding something now.
Nice. 30 to 43.
Here we go. Let's see if Revere can make this, the second one, and let's see if this can keep going.
Second one is up and is also good.
There we go.
So 31 to 43.
And just like I said, King Cole is not done yet.
They're not going away yet. There's the pressure into.
Oh, my goodness. What a play by Misty.
Misty put it in for two.
Wow.
Down point's not going away. Back out to Rivera. Back into Carly.
Yep.
Carly needs some help. Oh, she's going to bring it back out.
She knew it too. She's like, hey, help, help, help.
Ooh, way low.
That was
no
way
good.
Too high.
But it's Kinko's ball,
so it's going to stay over there. No, Kinko really needs to find ways to get people open and either take shots to the paint or get shooters open.
Jaden put it in for two.
Oh, oh my goodness.
Rebounded again. Oh, no.
Wow.
And Kinko
is really
had a chance to get 2 points off of that mess underneath the net there.
So
all I saw was a bunch of blue. So
yeah,
you know, but King Cole managed to get 2 points out of that. So.
King Cole's really starting to find something now.
Okay, Precious got it. Both coaches are yelling. Rivera's got it. It was a bad pass all the way over to Ella. Ella for Dillon.
Oh, my goodness.
So we got just a 10-point lead by Sandpoint. It's only a 10-point lead. King Cole is finding something. And it's almost was taken away by King Cove again, but Sandpoint slowing down, slowing it down. Shaley heavily contested Charlotte. He's got the ball at the time.
Yep.
Ella's going to step in now and guard Precious. He's got it. Trying to work something out. Mia.
Oh
no good.
Turnover.
King Cove's ball there. Trying to get something into Whitney. She was
wow. I am not going to believe this, but King Cove is really finding something now in the fourth quarter, too, now. So there is something now. Can they keep this going?
Out to Rivera. Needs some help. There it is to Ella. Ella was thinking about it, but Ella needs a little help.
She needs help. There it is.
I got Carly.
Oh, she was thinking.
Misty got it for Sandpoint. Long pass to Charlotte. Charlotte going to do a little stop and pass. No good. Shot up. No good. Misty's going to bring it back out for Sandpoint. Back out to Whitney.
Yeah.
Trying to set something up here.
Yeah, they're going to need to settle down real quick.
Start thinking. Ooh. Almost taken away by Kaden. Kaden's going to be called for a foul.
Oh, man.
Timeout.
Sanjo needs a timeout.
Needs a timeout
real quickly, and she needs to think
I
of
think,
something.
I think Cadence is getting in some foul trouble there.
Yeah, that's really a good question.
I think that might be her fourth foul.
So,
sure.
I mean, it could be. And no, and just like I keep telling everybody that don't count out the momentum and the shift in these quarters. There's always something about them, like, you need to just get a stop, and then there it is. And then they just need to get a point, and then there it is. So this is what I keep telling myself, that the momentum will start shifting in every quarter, and every mindset is just like that. If you're either going on a 2-0 run or a 3-0 run, then you're knowing something, that they're starting to find something. Now, but that's why I keep telling everybody,
Yep. Watch the quarters and watch how they start the fast breaks and the points.
Well, like I said, I think we started the first half or the second half with your rookies at 17, and you know, we're 4:34 left in the fourth period, and they're already up 30. They already got 35 points. So.
That's what I keep telling everybody.
So, you know, that point, you know, it's only a 10-point deficit.
I mean, of course, 100%.